It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're looking in this Bible school at a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of March the 1st, 1925, about Christ before Pilate. And our lesson text will begin today in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 11. You may want to be turning there. And while you're doing so, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read to you from the lesson text, Matthew chapter 27, 11 through 14. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest." And when he was accused by the chief priest and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said unto him, "Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee?" And he gave him no answer, not even to one word, inasmuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now, they led Jesus before Caiaphas, to the Praetorium. That was the place occupied by Pilate while he was in Jerusalem. And it was early. And they themselves entered not into the Praetorium that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover, John 18 and verse 28. To go into this Gentile place would defile them. But to them, it was no crime to crucify Jesus. They would put an innocent man to death, but they wouldn't step foot into the place that was occupied by a Gentile. Oh, the hypocrisy here. They were very wicked while they were very religious. Jesus had gone where they would not go. Pilate, to accommodate them, went out and asked, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" The Jews expected Pilate to sign the death warrant without a trial and upon the sentence they had already pronounced, and they evaded his question. "If this man were not an evildoer, we should not have delivered him up to thee." To this Pilate replied, "Well, take him yourselves and judge him according to your law," as much as to say, "Why bring him to me if I'm not to judge him?" They desired to kill Jesus. Hence they said, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death," John chapter 18. They were forced, therefore, to formulate charges against Jesus. And to conceal the one of blasphemy, they said, "We found this man, one, perverting our nation, and two, forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, and three, saying that he himself is Christ the King," Luke chapter 23 and verse 2. This was a threefold charge and was utterly false. Jesus raised no sedition. He did not forbid paying tribute to Caesar. He had said to render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God. He did not claim to be a king in the sense of which they used the term, and absolutely refused any earthly crown. Ignoring the first two charges, Pilate examined Jesus privately concerning his claim to be a king, and again Jesus witnessed the good confession, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 13. And satisfied, Pilate went out again to the Jews and said unto them, "I find no crime in him," John 18. This was the first acquittal. This acquittal infuriated the Jews, and they more fiercely accused Jesus of many things. But in solemn silence, he made no reply. Pilate asked him what he had to say to these charges, But he gave him no answer, not even to one word, to Pilate's great amazement. And so Pilate sent Jesus to Herod. The Jews had mentioned Galilee in the course of this trial, and it led Pilate to ask if Jesus was a Galilean. Therefore, he sent him to Herod Antipas, who at that time in Jerusalem, hoping he would relieve him of his perplexity. You see, Herod was the tetrarch of Galilee. He was anxious to see Jesus and curious to see him perform a miracle. Herod questioned him with many words, but Jesus answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood vehemently accusing him. While Herod found no fault in him, he and his soldiers sent at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous apparel and sent him back to Pilate. On account of this courtesy of sending Jesus to Herod, Herod and Pilate made friends. They made friends over the condemnation of Jesus. Let me read to you Luke chapter 23. Verses 6 through 12. But when Pilate heard it, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And when he knew that he was of Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself was at Jerusalem in these days. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was of a long time desirous to see him, because he had heard concerning him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. And he questioned him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood vehemently accusing him. And Herod and his soldiers sent him at naught, and mocked him, and arrayed him in gorgeous apparel, and sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day. For before they were at enmity between themselves. On Jesus' return to Pilate, Pilate again called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people, and said that having examined Jesus himself concerning these charges, he found no fault in him. And having sent him to Herod for examination, Herod had seen that nothing worthy of death had been done by him. This was the second acquittal before Pilate. I will therefore chasten him and release him, Pilate said, at Luke chapter 23 and verse 16. This was a compromise with wickedness. Why chasten one in whom he found no fault? Pilate is one of the most despicable characters in history. Not as ferociously wicked as the Jewish rulers, but a fawning, cowardly, and weak, and willing to sacrifice right and justice for apparent peace, popularity, and his own worldly prosperity. But now let me read to you from Matthew chapter 27. I want to read verses 15 through 22, and we have this chance to release Jesus or Barabbas. So let me read that. Matthew chapter 27, 15. Now at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the multitude one prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. When therefore they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him up. And while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that righteous man, for I've suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. Now the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. But the governor answered and said unto them, Which of the two will I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, What then shall I do unto Jesus, who is called Christ? And they all say, Let him be crucified. It was to conciliate the Jews resistive under Roman rule, the Roman governors had the custom of releasing at this great feast a prisoner whom they themselves might choose. They had a notable prisoner called Barabbas, bound with them, that had made insurrection, men who in insurrection had committed murder, and he was a robber as well as a murderer. Pilate sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha, that means an elevated place, John 19:13. And it seems, placed Jesus and Barabbas side by side before the people and asked, "Whom will ye that I release unto you?" The multitudes doubtless would have said Jesus, for the common people heard him gladly, and less than a week previous to this time, they were shouting loud hosannas to his name. But the chief priests and elders persuaded and stirred up the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas. Wherefore they said, "Barabbas." They denied the holy and righteous one, and asked for a murderer to be granted unto them. Acts 2:14. And we have this note here about Pilate's wife. In the meantime, while Pilate was on the judgment seat and the priests were persuading the people to choose Barabbas, Pilate's wife, having suffered many things in a dream concerning Jesus, sent him word to have nothing to do with that righteous man. She had heard of Jesus and was convinced that he was a righteous man. It is strange that in this terrible trial of Jesus, the only voice raised in intercession for him was from this Gentile woman. And so we read about the third acquittal. Matthew 27:23. And he said, "Why, what evil hath he done?" But they cried exceedingly, saying, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he prevailed nothing, but rather that a tumult was arising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man. See ye to it." Here, Pilate called Jesus a righteous man. Pilate knew that through envy the Jews were trying to kill Jesus, but he was too cowardly to set Jesus at liberty on his own decision. Hence he seized this opportunity to release him, hoping the people would choose Jesus. But when they chose Barabbas, he said, "What then shall I do unto you, do unto Jesus, who is called Christ?" And they all said, "Let him be crucified." But desiring to release Jesus, Pilate said, "Why, what evil hath he done?" But they cried out exceedingly, saying, "Let him be crucified." And for the third time, Pilate said, "Why, what evil hath this man done? I have found no cause of death in him." This was the third acquittal. Tried three times before the Jews, and each time sentenced to death. Tried three times in a Roman court, and each time he was acquitted. But to gratify the priest, he again proposed consciously to make a compromise with sin and chastise or scourge publicly one he knew to be innocent. One sin conscientiously committed leads, as in Pilate's case, to other and still worse sins. Pilate was like some now who would do right if it would not cost them so much. Now we're going to end the class on that note. And then our next class will begin at Matthew 27:24. And we'll read about the death warrant. And then those words, "Behold the man." Pilate lacked the courage to do what is right. I hope all of you have the courage to do what is right when that time comes for you.